Thankful to be here this morning. Thankful that for another day, for the opportunity to be here in service. Thank you for being here. Ask for your prayers. I feel like the Lord gave me a little thought. I feel like it's a simple little thought, but it meant a lot to me when He brought it to me. And if you'll allow me, I'll share that with you. I ask for your prayers this morning. Strength in numbers. I'll try to be mindful of the time. I know we have a few activities to do after dismissal. But strength in numbers. I was thinking that as we go through life, there are going to be things that I have to face. There are going to be things that I have to come up against that are going to be meant for me to deal with. There are going to be things in life that you're going to come up against. You're going to face some things that are going to be meant for you to deal with. And as much as we like the thought of being able to lean on each other and to have help and support, and that is a wonderful thought, but I can't depend on you for my salvation. There are things I cannot depend on you for. Some of those secret things in my life. And there are things in your life that you can't depend on your brother or sister for. And so things that we each have to deal with. And we seek the Lord. We come before Him. And it's because of His love and His mercy that He sees fit to give us what we need in our time of need. So there are things on an individual level when it's about me and when it's about you. There are those times, but I felt like the Lord dropped this little title in my mind and said strength in numbers. And I felt like He wanted to remind me that it's not always about me. It's not always about just what I'm going through. It's not always about just what I have to face. And it's not always about you. Sometimes there might be something bigger on the table that I might need some help with. There might be a task that needs to be accomplished, and my two hands aren't going to be able to accomplish it all by itself. So I felt like the Lord wanted me to see the importance and the blessing it is to have those around me that I can lean on and that I know that is there that can support me and give me an extra push when I need an extra push. And not to always, I know the things we face in life are very dear to us and we hold those close and they're very important, but not to always be so set on what I'm dealing with. But to know that I do have support. I do have those I can lean on. I'd like to look at a few verses over in Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, starting at verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Two are better than one. Now, when I first read that, I thought, I mean, two are better than one. I said, well, of course. If I have more of something, of course. I mean, if I have one apple and you give me two, I mean, I'm coming out on the better end of the deal. If I have $1 and then you give me another one, I have two. Of course, two are better than one. But I think it's talking a little bit more about than just having physical things to hold and saying this is better than just this one over here. I was reading some of the comments from one of the commentators, and they kind of referenced this as this verses 9 through 12 as maybe some pilgrims on a journey or some travelers with something in mind, a goal in mind, something that needed to be accomplished, and travelers moving toward that goal. I appreciated the way it brought out. It kind of really simplified it for me. And I'd kind of like to draw it out for you the way I saw it in my mind. Just a simple little drawing. So if I have this end goal, this task, this burden that is before me, and this is me here, and I'm trying to accomplish this, and then I have a bunch of other people over here. This verse 9 says, two are better than one, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. I'm thinking about a person, and I'm trying to put a literal picture in my mind to what this scripture is saying, but if I have one person going toward this task or this burden, and I have one person going down a road and I'm traveling and I got this on my mind and I slip and I fall, and let's say I twist an ankle or something, what is the likelihood that I'm going to be able to get up and continue on that journey to accomplish what I need to accomplish? But if I have someone with me, if I have someone that is willing to come over here with me and help me, it's maybe somebody that I can lean up on. I know this is a very simple illustration. I felt like this was a simple little message the Lord gave me. If you go on down, verse 10, it says, for if they fall, he will lift up his fellow. Okay, down to verse 11. If the two lie together, if I'm going down and everything's good during the daytime and nighttime comes and the sun sets and it gets real cool at night, and I didn't bring any extra blankets or anything like that, if I have someone that I can lay in this little circle, in this little area, and we can generate some body heat, that's going to help me to be able to survive the night so I can get up the next morning to accomplish this task. The next verse down says if someone were to prevail against this person. You know, if I'm one person, I got two or three people coming against me, the likelihood of them winning and holding me up from being able to get here is very likely if I'm here by myself. But if I have somebody that is willing to come and be another number, I might can handle two or three people if they were to come against me. So two are better than one. Talking about with an extra number, being able to accomplish something bigger, having another set of hands in the picture, having maybe a different skill set, maybe a different way of looking at the big picture, maybe another set of opinions, another set of ideas. So strength and numbers. I have found in the past what a blessing it is when I've come up and I've come to kind of a little bump in my road, something I'm working on, and I've had someone come up and they recognize the need. They recognize the burden, and they're able to see that, and they're able to offer. They're able to say, can I help you with this, or can I help you with that? And it's just the comfort in knowing that I got somebody there, that somebody was willing to step up to the plate with me, to step up to this, whatever it is I have before me, and knowing that I got that help, that I have that support. I thank the Lord for that we have that from each other, from our brothers and our sisters and our neighbors and the one I'm sitting beside on this bench, and we have I felt like we have done that. We are there for each other. But what about being on the other side of this? So if I was to take away this person, and now I want to look at it from, I'm on this side. I'm one of these people. What if I'm not the one that doesn't have the task or the burden before me? What if I'm not the one that's in the situation where I need the help? And I'm not the one that maybe I don't need the support at this time. Am I willing to leave this crowd of people and to come over here and be another number? Am I willing to be a help? Am I willing, as that verse said we read, am I willing to travel along with somebody, and if they fall down, am I willing to be the one that's gonna help pick them up and let them lean on me and help them hobble to get here? Am I gonna be the one that's, when I see somebody struggling with something and laying there and they're cold, and am I gonna be the one willing to lay next to them and put my shoulder up to them and give them a little bit more heat? Am I gonna be the one, verse 12, that if I see somebody coming against this person, that I'm willing to give of myself and sacrifice and come over here and put my back to them? We turn in a circle and we both got eyes on the situation. We both see what needs to be done. Or am I going to just hang out with this group of people here? What group am I in? And that's what I felt like the Lord gave me. He says, what group are you in? Are you willing? You know, I know there's strength in numbers. I mean, history and time have told us that most of the time that's the case. I mean, you have more of something and you got more strands in a rope, the rope is stronger. It's kind of a given. There's strength in numbers, but am I willing to be part of that number? Am I willing to be one of the ones that will help and support when support is needed? And again, I know on an individual level, we all have things that are very important to us. And at the time, it can say, "Well, look, I'm facing this right now, and I'm going through this right now." And folks, the Lord sees us in those places in our life, and the Lord will give strength to us in those places in our life. But Lord help me not to become so caught up in what I'm going through and what I think is the most important right now. And help me not to lose sight of my brothers and my sisters around me and where there might be another. I have needs. I do have needs, and you have needs, but there are other needs as well. Lord, help me to be able to step up to the plate when necessary. I'm reminded of two scriptures. One in Philippians, it says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." Another one's in Galatians. It says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." I don't want us to think, well, I'm not trying to portray that we are looking to each other for strength. I'm not depending on you for all my strength. All our strength and everything we need comes from the Lord. But folks, as we go through life, it says two are better than one. As Christians, we're going to face things. The Lord is going to give us things to do and to accomplish that I might not be able to accomplish. And maybe it was never intended for me to accomplish by myself. I might need a little help. You might need a little help. I think of the little burden we have ever so often on Wednesday nights or Sunday nights. We have a big old stack of papers on a back table back here, and somebody had a burden to distribute these papers, these little words of encouragement to people all over the world, prisoners in jail, and just people that need this literature. A person had a burden for that. The Lord put that on their heart. And I don't know how many's mailed out, but I know when we come back there together as a group and we start putting, I know there's stacks and stacks and stacks of these things. How long do you think it would take for one person to accomplish this? It would take hours and hours. But have you ever noticed, however long this task would take, you get one more person, your time is cut in half. Get another person, that task gets a lot, that timeline shrinks a whole lot. The task becomes smaller, it becomes easier to deal with because we have those who are willing to step up. But we have more hands on deck, more people on deck, more people to accomplish what God is wanting from me. Lord, help me to be able to make myself available and to be willing to be part of a number of those that God wants to use. Help me to be willing to be part of those, to be part of that number. Not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, I tell you a little story. We have this, I guess you could call it an organization at work. It's called the ERT. That's an acronym for Emergency Response Team. And what it is it's a group of people, and it's really a full-blown fire department, first responders, fire trucks, you know, all that type of thing. Well, I joined the team, and when you join the team, you're not just automatically, you know, one of the guys. It's like you don't all of a sudden acquire all the skills needed for that. So we had to go do some pretty extensive training. Some of the training, it was a week-long training. Some of it was a lot of classroom work, a lot of book work. But there were several, the last few days, with some hands-on training. We got to go down south of New Orleans, Chalmette area, to a, what they call a training ground. It's called a burn yard. So you have lots of, it's a big wide open area, and you have just lots of props set up, and that you light on fire. It's like big, large, roaring fires going everywhere. But when we first got there, we didn't jump right into the big fire, you know. So they started us off kind of basic, and they got this term they call hose handling. And it's basically a fire hose, and hook it up to a fire hydrant. You put 125 pounds pressure behind it. And they wanted to teach us hose handling. Well, in my mind, I knew it's important, right, to start off with the basics. But, I was a little disappointed. I come here to do some big stuff, but they want me to start off with hose handling. Well, there was some technique involved, a lot of technique that I didn't realize at the time. And they wanted four people on a hose. And at the end of the hose, you have this nozzle you hold on to. Well, you got the front man, then you got three men behind him. And those three men are there for support. That front man on that hose, he's got one job to do. It's hard to know what this feels like. You got a hose with 125 pounds on it. It's a lot to hold on to. I mean, this hose is wanting to go crazy, and you're doing all you can do to hold on to it. Well, that front man on that water nozzle, all he should have to do is hold that nozzle and point that nozzle where he wants to point it. He shouldn't have to worry about what that hose is doing, how hard it is to hold on to, because that's what them three guys behind him are there for. All right, and they teach you to stand with your feet about shoulder width apart, lean forward, both hands are on the hose underarm, and they teach you to put your elbow, the guy in front of you, they teach you to put your elbow in his back. That was a little uncomfortable, standing there, and some of the guys I don't know real well, some of them I've never even met. And we're standing there, and they're teaching us how to hold these hose. Man, they're wanting me to get up all close to this guy and put my elbow in his back, and the guy behind me put his elbow in my back, and I did it. It wasn't comfortable. Well, time went on, and we got to where actually we were going to start doing some real stuff. And so they light a couple different type of fires. They do like a little diesel fire, a little propane fire. And the very first thing they told us to do was, it was some fire extinguisher techniques. And they say, go grab these fire extinguishers and go put these on, go put these fires out. Well, there was some technique involved, and it wasn't a big deal. You know, you go over there, you listen to what they say, you do what they say to do, and if you know what you're doing, you can get this a pretty good sized fire. You can get it out with just this fire extinguisher. So I thought about that. You know, I said, I did that. I accomplished that by myself. Just me and a fire extinguisher, I was able to get that out. Well, then it come down to the real deal. And it was a little test we had to go through where in order to pass this test, they had to light three big fires. And when I'm saying a big fire, I'm talking a fire, like one fire probably being as big as one of these Sunday school room classes. And they had to light three of them. And we had to come together as a team. There were about 19 of us. We had to be able to come together as a team. Now these fires had a source, that there was a source of fuel that was fueling these fires. And we had to be able to come together, be able to contain this fire, turn whatever valve needed to be turned off to block this source. And they said, okay, guys, they said, remember all these hose handling skills that we taught y'all? They said, now's the time. You gotta put them to work. So they light these fires, and I'm talking, they got black smoke going everywhere, and it's loud, and there's lots of pressure with this propane. It's, you can't hardly hear. You're in a pit filled with water, and you're walking through water, and I wasn't expecting it. And they said, and they were there to help and guide. They said, all right, we got to get these fires out. Well, it was big enough. It's a very strategic way they do it. But you got two hoses, four people on each hose, and you're going toward the fire to get this fire out. And there's fire around you, and man, it's loud. You can't see, and you're breathing in diesel fumes. And I remember I was the second man on the hose. And I'm going to tell you, the second man gets a workout. And because the first man, all he's doing is holding the nozzle. So then you got the weight, and you're just hoping everybody behind you is doing what they're supposed to do. And I remember just with being there, my head was down, and it was loud, and I couldn't see. And I was trying to hold my elbow in this first guy's back, and just, man, I'm hurting by now. I'm aching. My shoulders are aching. And I felt this guy's elbow in my back just barely touching me. And, man, I'm holding this hose, and I'm thinking, man, I wish he'd step up and do his part. Well, then out of nowhere, I felt his elbow come out of my back. And I'm telling you, when he took his elbow out of my back, it's like I just felt like I was doing everything by myself. And it's loud, and I holler to him. I said, look, I said, put your elbow in my back. I said, I need your elbow in my back. I need your help. I need your support. I'm about to drop this hose. I mean, it's safe, but it's not safe, what we were fighting, because they had somebody that could have turned the fire off. But that was not the point. The point was, is we had a task to do, and I needed everybody behind me to do their part. I needed his elbow in my back. I needed his elbow holding me up. Folks, sometimes we're going to face things, and I'm going to need your elbow in my back. And you might need my elbow in your back. You might need that person sitting next to you. You might need their elbow in your back and holding you up because you're doing all you can do and you are hurting and you're about to drop whatever you got. I'm telling you, he finally, after I hollered that to him, he finally did what he was supposed to do and did his part and carried his weight, and he stuck his elbow in my back, and it hurt. It did. It hurt. He did it too quick is what he did, and it hurt. But I'm going to tell you, it took so much relief off of my job. And then that fourth guy put his elbow in the back of the guy in front of him. And when we all come together, and when we all decided and we learned how to work together, and we all became part of that number, we were able to go up there, cool the structure down, get the fire contained, turn the valve off, and we all backed out and we did what we were supposed to do. Folks, I might need your elbow in my back. And you might need somebody else's elbow in your back. But I'm going to also have to be willing. I'm going to have to be able to see the need and to see what needs to be done. I'm going to have to, maybe the Lord is not going to give me this certain task or this certain burden, but He's given it to someone else and they might need me. It might be the Lord's intent for me to go help them accomplish that thing. I don't know what the Lord's intent is, but Lord, help me to be able to see. Help me to be able to look around and see what needs to be done. And then help me to be willing. Help me to be willing to be that number. You know, I think it says this last verse, verse 12, it says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. My mind goes to a rope, and I've already made reference to it. I think of how many strands make up a rope. You know, and one person, you might say, well, I'm just a strand. What can a strand do? But I'm going to tell you, folks, you just might be the strand. You might be the one strand that keeps that rope from breaking or from popping into. You might be the one strand. We don't know, but you just might be the one person that is able to hold things together. Or that you might be the one person that helps this be able to see it through to completion. It's all with the Lord's help. I know, and I hope we understand that. The Lord gives the strength and the ability. But I think how important it is that we have each other, and what a blessing it is that we have each other. I believe it's God's desire that we learn to give of ourselves, work together to accomplish His work. Whoever He gives that task, that burden to, if He gives me the task or the burden, I want all the help I can get. If He gives you the task or the burden, I hope you'll accept my help. And I feel like we would accept each other. I mean, it is such a relief. And you say, I'm so tired. I don't know if I can just go on and continue to do this. But man, if you can see, when you see people coming up behind you and asking and wanting to help and offer their services, I'm telling you, that's a blessing. I'm sure we've all been there and we've all felt that. Lord, help me to, there's strength in numbers. Lord, help me to be willing to be a number. Y'all pray for me.